to generate B2B sales leads. That's what you wanted to discover. So that's what I'm going to share with you today on this edition of the Inside BS Show. Hi, I'm Dave Lorenzo, and welcome to another edition of the Inside BS Show. Today, we're going to talk about how to generate B2B sales leads. And the reason this video is going to be important for you is because you're working way too hard right now. I want it to be easy. I want it to be natural. I even want it to be fun for you to attract more B2B sales leads. Now, you're thinking to yourself, hey, Dave, I sell aircraft parts. Or, hey, Dave, come on. I sell consulting services to companies that don't even know they need it. How can it be easy? Well, let me give you a story. Let me share with you my story, how I developed this specific system. And then I'm even going to give you a guide so that you can download this system for yourself and make your life a lot easier and have more fun while you're at work. You see, I was working in the hospitality industry. I worked for Marriott for years. In fact, I started my career as a dishwasher in an Italian restaurant at 16 years old. And by the time I was 27, 28 years old, I had been working in the hospitality industry my whole life. And I was recruited by a consulting company. Well, believe it or not, the consulting company wanted me to start a business for them in New York City. Now, I had started a business for Marriott and taken it from zero to $50 million in annual revenue in just 3 years. So I knew how to start a business. I knew how to work in New York City, but I had never done consulting before. And I found out the sales cycle in this business-to-business consulting enterprise was about 18 months. And I was going to be paid based on the amount of work I brought in. It was kind of a traditional sales compensation role. And I thought to myself, well, I can't wait 18 months to make some real money. So I got to shorten the sales cycle. So what I did was I developed the system that I'm going to share with you now. And I was able to close my first deal in just 35 days. That was a $250,000 consulting engagement. But I closed my first $1 million deal in 60 days. And in my first year, I did $5 million in brand new business, eventually building my book of business up to $20 million in annual revenue. And I did it using this system that I'm going to share with you today. And this will shortcut your B2B sales cycle no matter what industry you're in. Let's start by looking at the five things I'm going to share and then the secret I'm going to share with you at the end of our time together. We're going to talk about education. We're going to talk about connecting. We're going to talk about community. We're going to talk about building real lifelong relationships. We're going to talk about you gathering intelligence on your target audience. And then I'm going to share a secret with you that will change everything and make your life easier and allow you to have more fun. Let's start with education. What I want you to do is, in any way possible, I want you to share valuable information with everybody that you know. I want you to educate, starting with your natural network, and then I want you to work backwards with your clients, your existing clients, and your prospects. What will happen when you share educational information is people will say, wow, I didn't know she did that, or wow, I didn't know he did that. That's what will happen with your natural network, and that's what will happen with your clients. What will happen with your prospects is they'll sit back and they'll go, wow, this person is really smart. They're really on top of what's going on in our industry. They're really on top of what we're looking to accomplish. So there are a number of ways you can educate your natural network, there are a number of ways you can educate your clients, and there are a number of ways you can educate your prospects. Three of my favorites are speaking engagements, either live in-person speaking engagements or on webinars or video presentations, live stream presentations to a group of people. The whole point of these educational events is for you to share valuable information and capture their contact information as a result. The second way to educate folks is through video. You may notice that I'm doing video on YouTube quite a bit. I'm also doing video on IGTV. And you can see my videos, which are licensed to other people, all over the place. Now, why do I do that? Video lives forever. It's evergreen. If you go to my YouTube channel and you scroll back to 2008, you can see some of my early videos when I'm handsome and skinny with a bad haircut. But I've been doing videos for all this time, and people still watch my old videos. People still discover me through my old videos. So video is a great way to educate and connect with people. The third way is through podcasts. You'll also notice that I take the audio from these videos, extract it, and share it as a podcast. Why do I do that? People love to listen to podcasts on the go while they're driving in the car, while they're walking their dog, while they're exercising, or while they're working around the house. I want those people to have access to the audio information because it's just as valuable as the video information. So sharing valuable information through these different education methods will help you generate a lot of new B2B sales leads. The second thing I want you to do is I want you to connect with anyone who you believe could refer your business. And the way I want you to connect to them is with an external orientation. I want you to deliver referrals to other people first, and then they will deliver referrals back to you. So if you know someone who is in a complementary business to yours, who has the same target client audience that you have, sharing referrals with them first is the most valuable way that you can establish a relationship with them. So reach out to people who target the same clients that you target, people who are not competitors of yours, refer them business, and then stay in touch with them so they will refer you business back. The third thing I want you to do is I want you to go to any community that you're a member of, and I want you to make sure everyone in that community knows who you are and what you do for work. This is so important. You probably belong to a religious community, either a church or a mosque or a shul. Everybody there needs to know who you are and what you do for work. You may belong to a community where your kids go to school. Maybe you're a part of the parent-teacher organization, or maybe you're part of a committee that runs the annual bazaar for your kids' school. Those people need to know what you do for work. You may be part of a community of people in your neighborhood or your condo association or the folks who have the same hobby that you have. All those people need to know what you do for work. And then you should demonstrate some of your work skills to those people so that they can see you in action. Now, I'll give you an example of this. One of the things that I do is I help with marketing communications for all the communities that I'm a member of. So my church community, my kids' school, or my hobbies that I belong to, I run their newsletter program. I also am the MC for a lot of the different engagements that they have. So I am a professional speaker, and I get up and I speak to them for the various meetings that they have. I run the various meetings for them so they can see me in action. Every community that you're a member of needs to share your best practices. You need to share your best practices with all of those communities, demonstrate what you do so that they can participate in it, experience it, and they will refer business to you. All right, the fourth thing I want you to do is I want you to establish deep relationships with everyone, especially starting with your clients and referral sources. And this means delivering referrals to them. It means adding value to their lives. It means connecting with them on a personal level. Relationships are the foundation for everything we do in B2B sales. So establishing relationships is critical. Start with sending them referrals. Include them in all the events you're doing with your clients. Make sure you invite them so that they participate and they can refer business to you. And let them know that this is a two-way street. You'll give referrals to them, but you want them to give referrals to you once you've earned them. The fifth thing I want you to do is gather intelligence. What does that mean? I want you to focus on what the groups of people you're targeting do, what's important to them, and I want to also focus on what's important to all the individuals in your life. So when I say gather intelligence, what do I mean? Well, you need to find out four things. You need to find out what their pain is, what they're currently experiencing as pain, and what you can do to help them take away that pain or avoid that pain. The second thing is what they're concerned about as far as pain goes in the future. What are they anxious about? What are they experiencing anxiety about? And maybe you can help relieve some of that anxiety. The third thing is, what are their short-term goals? What are they looking to accomplish in 3 months, in 6 months, in a year? If you can help them accomplish those goals, they will be grateful to you and they will reward you with more business and more referrals. And then the fourth thing is, what are their aspirations? What are they hoping to accomplish 3 years or 5 years down the road? And how can you help them get closer to accomplishing those aspirations? This is the intelligence I want you to gather. This is what I want you to find out about these folks. All right, we're at the point in our show today where I'm going to share a secret with you. I'm going to share how you can generate even more B2B sales leads. But before I do, I want to give you a B2B sales leads system. That's right. This is the very system that I used when I described how I took my consulting business from $0 to $20 million in annual revenue. You don't have to buy anything. It's absolutely free. Go to revenueroadmapguide.com. That's revenueroadmapguide.com. Go to that website, enter your contact info. You'll get instant access to my B2B sales system. If you want more B2B sales leads, this is the system for you. All right, let me share the B2B sales secret with you. I want you to build your own community for your clients and referral sources. Now, go on Facebook, go on LinkedIn, create a group website that is just for your community. And invite everyone who refers you business, everyone who's a prospect, everyone who's a client to participate in that community. And then add dozens of pieces of information every week, educational information to that community. Interact with people in that community. Do live events for that community online. And you'll be amazed at how quickly that community rewards you with more business. Establishing your own community is the easiest and fastest way to grow B2B sales leads, not just for now, but for 5 years and 10 years down the road. That will pay you big dividends for the long term. If you want more great B2B sales information just like this, I need you to scroll down and watch more videos. Look, right below me right now is an entire playlist of B2B sales videos. Watch those videos. They'll help you grow. They'll make your life a lot easier. They'll help you get home on time for dinner every night. I'll see you in that next set of videos if you scroll down and click on it right now. Let me see you there. Can't wait.